The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter number 17, text number 32, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on June 27th, 2008, in Lima, Peru.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto 1, chapter number 17. Text number 32. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Tvang Vartamanam Naradeva Deheshu. Ano Pravritto Yam Madharma Pugha. Lobha na jang charya manarya mangho. Jescha chamaya kalahascha dhampa. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. If the personality of Godhead, irreligion, is allowed to act as a man god or an executive head, certainly irreligious principles like greed, falsehood, robbery, incivility, treachery, misfortune, cheating, quarrel, and vanity will abound.
El engaño, la riña, y la vanidad.
Purport. I will read the whole purport and then you can read the whole translation.
Yeah.
The principles of religion, namely austerity, cleanliness, mercy, and truthfulness, as we have already discussed, may be followed by the follower of any faith. There is no need to turn from Hindu to Mohammedan to Christian or some other faith and thus become a renegade and not follow the principles of religion. The Bhagavatam religion urges following the principles of religion. The principles of religion are not the dogmas or regulated principles of a certain faith. Thus, regulated principles may be different in terms of the time and place concerned. One has to see whether the aims of religion have been achieved. Sticking to the dogmas and formulas without attaining the real principle is not good. A secular state may be impartial to any particular type of religion, but the state cannot be indifferent to the principles of religion as above mentioned. But in the age of Kali, the executive heads of state will be indifferent to such religious principles, and therefore under their patronage the opponents of religious principles such as greed, falsehood, cheating, and pilfery will naturally follow, and so there will be no meaning to propaganda crying to stop corruption in the state.
Los principios de la religión, es decir, la austeridad, la limpieza, la misericordia y la veracidad, tal como ya lo hemos discutido, puede practicarlos el seguidor de cualquier fe. No hay necesidad de cambiar de la fe hindú a la mahometana, a la cristiana o alguna otra fe, y de ese modo volverse un renegado y no seguir los principios de la religión. La religión Bhagavatam exhorta a seguir los principios de la religión. Los principios de la religión no son los dogmas o principios regulativos de una determinada fe. Esos principios regulativos puede que difieran en términos del tiempo y lugar de interés. Lo que hay que ver es si los objetivos de la religión se han alcanzado. El aferrarse a los dogmas y fórmulas sin llegar a los verdaderos principios no es bueno. Un estado seglar puede que sea imparcial respecto a cualquier tipo específico de fe, pero no puede ser indiferente a los principios de la religión que se mencionan anteriormente. Mas, en la era de Kali, los gobernantes del estado serán indiferentes a esa clase de principios religiosos, y en consecuencia, bajo su patrocinio, aparecerán naturalmente los oponentes de los principios religiosos. Oponentes tales como la codicia, la falsedad, el engaño y el despilfarro, en virtud de lo cual no tendrá sentido la propaganda que pide a voces que se detenga la corrupción del Estado.
Balakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghana Tanvita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Savaduta Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamsha.
So Prabhupada uses the term Bhagavatam religion.
Así que Prabhupada usa el término religión Bhagavatam.
Is Bhagavatam religion like some other religion?
And
there are so many iglesias here in Peru.
Hay muchas iglesias aquí en Perú.
Christian church.
Iglesias cristianas.
There is a Jewish synagogue. You don't know Jewish? The Jewish people, the Jewish religion. So, there are so many different types of churches.
Así hay muchas clases de iglesias.
And so many different types of religion.
Muchos tipos de...
But the real religion means simply to develop love for God.
Pero la verdadera religión significa simplemente desarrollar amor por Dios.
It does not mean a set of dogmas. Religious formulas.
Las religiones formales.
The word is used here in the purport, dogma. You have read the word in the purport.
The purport.
Prabhupada says, let me see the book.
Yeah.
Just open it to the verse. Yes, dogmas. In Espanol, la frase o los dogmas. Yes, that's the word I use, dogmas. Yes. And dogma in Espanol is the same as English. Dogmas. Dogmas. Yeah. So, religion is not dogmas. How do you say? You say dogmas or dogmas?
Dogmas.
Dog. Dogmas. Yes. Religion, no, is dogmas. Religion is to develop amor de Dios. So, in this way, Krishna consciousness, Bhagavatam religion, is not some system of dogmas.
Así que la religión Bhagavatam no es un sistema de dogmas.
It is simply a system to reconnect you with your eternal nature.
Es simplemente conectarse con tu naturaleza eterna.
Everyone has a natural nature, just like a fish has the nature of swimming in the water.
Cada uno tiene una naturaleza, como el pescado está su naturaleza dentro del agua.
So, is it some religious dogma for the fish to swim in the water?
Así que hay dogmas religiosos para el pescado nadando en el agua.
It's his natural tendency, his nature is to swim in the water, by nature. So, the Bhagavatam religion means to reconnect with your original nature, that is all.
Así que la religión Bhagavatam significa reconectarse con tu naturaleza.
No es dogma.
No es un dogma.
Es naturalmente conciencia. So in this way, try to understand what is la conciencia de Krishna.
Así que en este sentido traten de entender cuál es la conciencia de Krishna. ¿Qué es la conciencia de Krishna?
No es dogma.
No es un dogma.
Es naturalmente conciencia.
Es ser naturalmente consciente.
Conciencia. Yeah. So in this way, this is the wonderful nature of Bhagavatam. It teaches us how to be naturalmente. No, not artificial.
No ser artificiales.
The dogma is artificial.
El dogma es artificial.
Pero conciencia de Krishna no es artificial, es naturalmente. So, the governments of the world, the government leaders, they are corrupt.
Así que los líderes gubernamentales, ellos son corruptos.
They are dirty, their hands are filthy.
Ellos están sucios, con sus manos están sucios.
Their hands are dirty with money, you see.
Con dinero, sus manos están sucios.
They have no conception of the principles of actual religion. They think that religion is some dogma. They do not understand that religion is the natural tendency of the living being. So in this way, the citizens remain asleep.
Así que los ciudadanos se mantienen dormidos.
Under the misguidance of rascal leaders.
En la mala guía de los líderes bribones.
So don't sleep.
Así que no se duerman.
In the Bhagavatam class.
En la clase del Bhagavatam.
Wake up.
Levántate.
No dormir. Wake up. So, this Krishna consciousness movement,
así que este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna,
it is the greatest movement for saving the world.
Es el gran movimiento para salvar el mundo.
But we see that some people who claim to be Krishna conscious,
podemos ver que mucha gente está clamando ser consciente de Krishna.
They are enemies of this movement.
Ellos son enemigos de este movimiento.
Just like I ever heard that they send you some magazine called Back to Prabhupada. They have a magazine, they call it Back to Prabhupada magazine. But that magazine is full of nothing but poison. It is muy muy mala magazine. It's like you make it appear like candy, but it's actually poison. If I give you some nice sweet, you see, you say, oh, it's nice sweet, you see. If I give you gulab jamun, you think, oh, very nice gulab jamun. But if it is full of arsenic, as soon as you eat that gulab jamun, immediately you're dead. You see, you're dead. So there are some people who are enemies of ISKCON. And they present poison and they call it Back to Prabhupada magazine. They say that all the gurus of ISKCON are bogus. They say the ISKCON gurus are bogus. Bogus? You know bogus? Mala. Very bad. Mala means cheating. You don't know bogus.
Bogus.
Yeah.
Not
bona fide. No authenticity. What is it? Authentic? No authentic. Not authentic. You see. So. They also say bad things about me in that magazine. That I am muy, muy mala. See, that I am very bad. That I am demon. They say that I am demon. You see. I am rascal. You see? They say that Prabhupada never authorized me to be a guru. But that's not true.
Pero eso no es verdad.
Prabhupada ordered me to become a spiritual master. He instructed his disciples to become acharya. That was his order to his disciples. So, when we become acharya by taking disciples, we are simply obeying the order of our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada.
Así que cuando él toma,
many of the Prabhupada disciples, they are taking disciples, you see. Many of my god brothers, they preach here in Peru, they also take disciples. Jayapataka Swami, Hanumat Presaka Swami, Bhakti Bhushan Swami, so many nice devotees, they come here. They preach and they make disciples. This is the order of Srila
Prabhupada.
He told us in Mayapur, it is better that you become acharya. In Mayapur, he gave the order to us that we should become acharya when we become mature in Krishna Bhakti. So what does it mean to become mature in Krishna Bhakti? That is described in Upadeshamrita. Vacho vegam manasakrada vegam jiva vegam udaro pasta vegam etan vetanyo vishaheta dira sarvam apimam pritivim tashishya. That one, you have the book there? Yes. La persona equanime que puede tolerar el impulso de hablar las exigencias de la mente, la influencia de la ira y los impulsos de la lengua el estómago y el órgano genital es de capacitado para hacer discípulos en todo el mundo. The instruction is given. This is called mature, one who is mature. Maturidad. How do you say mature? Mature. Mature.
Natural.
Natural.
One who is capable of making disciples. You see, one who can control these impulses, he is authorized and ordered by Prabhupada to make disciples all over the world. When one spiritual master is present on this planet, whatever disciples one attracts, you should take them to your guru. But after the spiritual master departs, then the disciple, he can make his own disciples.
Cuando el maestro espiritual parte de este mundo, los discípulos pueden también tomar discípulos.
And that is the Vedic system.
Ese es el sistema védico.
So, these people who criticize the disciples of Prabhupada who are taking disciples, they are simply rascal demon, that's all.
Así que esta gente está criticando a los discípulos de Srila Prabhupada que están tomando discípulos.
What is the Spanish word for poison?
Veneno. Veneno.
Veneno?
Veneno.
Veneno?
Veneno.
It is simply Veneno.
Eso es veneno.
Veneno magazine. So they send you the magazine, I think, every month, huh? Veneno magazine.
Una revista de veneno.
And to induce you to take the poison, they put Prabhupada's picture on it, you see.
What?
To make you think it is very muy bueno,
uno puede pensar que es muy bueno.
They put Prabhupada's picture on the magazine. So you think, oh, this is very, very nice magazine. It has Prabhupada's picture on it. So let me read this magazine very nicely. In this way, they induce you to take the poison. They convince you to drink veneno. Yes. They want you to take the poison, veneno. So, why is it poison? Because, what is the first offense against the holy name? To blaspheme or criticize those devotees who have dedicated themselves for spreading the holy names all over the world. That's hati mata. It is the greatest offense. So in this Back to Prabhupada magazine, what do they call it in Spanish? Regreso a Prabhupada? This Regreso a Prabhupada magazine, it is nothing but Vaishnava Parad. Every sentence is Vaishnava Parad. They say Sankarshan Das Adhikari is bad. They say Ninja Dumna Swami is bad. They say Jai Pataka Swami is bad. They say Bhakti Bhush. They say every, just name all the gurus. Guru is bad. Guru is bad. It is nothing but blasphemy. Panena. So when this magazine comes, you simply throw it in the trash can. You can throw it in the trash can. Because there is nothing but poison. A Grace or a Prabhupada magazine is nothing but poison. The devotee who writes the magazine, he has never took initiation from anyone. He is a karmi.
Él es un karmi.
He is a Hindu boy in the UK. He was a karmi.
Él es un muchacho hindú en el Reino Unido. Es un karmi.
He's an Indian boy in Britain who never took initiation from anyone.
Él hindú que nunca tomó iniciación de nadie.
But he's very greedy for power.
Él es muy ansioso por poder.
So he simply criticizes every leader of ISKCON.
Así que él siempre critica a cada líder de ISKCON.
Because he wants to become a leader of ISKCON and take over the movement.
Porque él quiere llegar a ser líder de ISKCON y tomar todo el movimiento.
So he is simply rascal.
Es un simple bribón.
So that magazine, it goes straight to the garbage can, you see.
Así que esa revista hay que tirarla a la basura.
Instead of Back to Prabhupada magazine, it's Regreso a Veneno magazine.
Es una revista de veneno.
Back to Poison.
Regreso
a Veneno magazine. So are there any questions?
Así que habrá alguna pregunta.
Asking about the name of the magazine.
Yeah?
The Regreso a Prabhupada.
Yeah, they call it Regreso a Prabhupada magazine. It's simply veneno.
Es simplemente veneno.
It is false propaganda.
Es propaganda.
They do nothing but criticize the disciples of Prabhupada. Nothing but criticize.
Nada más que críticas a los discípulos de Prabhupada.
This is strictly against the order of Srila Prabhupada. We should never blaspheme or criticize Vaishnavas. If you blaspheme a devotee, you go to hell. And if you hear the others blaspheming devotees, you also go to hell. If you hear them blaspheming, devotees, you go also go to hell. Blasphemy is the gateway to hell. Whether you speak the blasphemy or you hear the blasphemy, in either case, you go to hell. Therefore, do not read this Veneno magazine. Yeah. Any other question?
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
The ex-president of the temple had the pictures, only the pictures, and the reading of the magazine is trash in the garbage. Only the pictures is good.
The pictures, if you can cut out the pictures and use them, they're very nice. But cut out, but don't keep any of the wordings. If you want to cut out the pictures and frame them, they're very nice pictures. But you have to cut out the pick of the wordings. Don't keep the wordings.
No,
the wordings are all poison.
No,
palabras son venenos.
Veneno.
Yeah. The palabras are all veneno. Yeah. But the los pictures is muy muy buenísimo, very good. But the palabras is veneno. Questions, preguntas más? Are you sleeping? No? You're awake? Everyone's awake? No one's taking nap during Bhagavatam class? Okay. Preguntas más? We have, what, 2 minutes? 2 minutes left? Only 2 minutes, 2 minutos. Come on, yeah.
Bueno, en relación a esa revista de Vuelta a Prabhupada, es de Guardia Wilson ya. Entonces, la primera revista que llegó se quemó, ¿no? Bueno, mi pregunta es, aquí en el Yatra de Perú, todavía la fiebre de Narayana Maharaj no es muy fuerte, pero está recién amenaza con entrar, ¿no? Entonces el punto es que el precedente es que, ¿cómo se llama? Se filtra por donde hay devotos que tuvieron buenos perfiles en un pasado como administradores aquí en poquito a poquito, por decir, por ejemplo.
That magazine is sent to Wilson, that he's the president temple and put in fire that magazine. But by other side, Narayana Maharaj is infiltrated in the movement, ISKCON movement, about all these devotees that...
No, wait a minute. The Back to Prabhupada magazine, what?
He put in fire.
Okay.
Yeah, but in other side, Narayana Maharaj infiltrated in the ISKCON movement. In the
yeah, Wilson. Narayana Maharaj is another rascal. He says that Prabhupada has not given us the proper instructions. Prabhupada did not give us the proper training. And now he, Narayana Maharaj, will give us the proper training how to be a devotee. So he's another rascal who's trying to take over the movement. See, these Vidvik people, this Narayana Maharaj, they don't have the potency to create, to start from nothing their own movement like Prabhupada did.
I don't understand.
Prabhupada started with nothing, and he made a huge worldwide movement.
Yeah, Prabhupada empezó sin nada este movimiento.
These people, they don't have the potency to do that.
Y ellos no pueden hacer eso.
So they want to steal from Prabhupada.
Ellos solamente roban de Prabhupada.
This Narayana Maharaj, his program is to steal as many devotees from ISKCON as he can. He tells them that I am better guru than Prabhupada. Not directly, he does it indirectly. He says the way that Prabhupada taught us to do Mangal Arati, it is not correct. This is an example. He will tell us that actually you should not chant Gravastakam when you're offering arti to Gornitai. That's wrong. He says it's wrong to do that. The very things that Prabhupada taught us, he tells us they are wrong.
I repeat, please.
Those instructions that Prabhupada gave to us, Narayana Maharaj says they are wrong. Prabhupada has not trained us correctly. So this man, he's trying to steal us away from Srila
Prabhupada.
So he isn't. One should not read the. Don't read his books. Also, he is very clever man. He's trying to steal us away from Prabhupada. ¿Sabe usted? You understand?
What happened in the case of that magazine or that preaching is hearing about new devotees, very neophyte devotees, but he's not fixed in your faith. What happened with these people?
If someone is carried away by the Vritvik people or Narayana Maharaj, then it is a great loss, you see. Because we have to therefore train our members of ISKCON so they cannot be carried away. It is our duty to train them very strongly so they will not be carried away by Narayana Maharaj or these Vritvik people.
Es nuestro deber entrenar muy fuertemente a nuestros devotos para que no caigan con Narayana Maharaj o la gente de Vritvik, los Vritvik.
And if you can get them back, that's also very good. you can save them and bring them back to ISKCON, and then it's very good.
A usted los salva y los trae a ISKCON, eso es muy bueno.
In the Narayan Maharaj movement, you don't, it's not required to chant 16 rounds to get initiated. They give initiation very cheap. Make it very, very cheap. So cheap initiation, it doesn't purify the consciousness.
Así que una iniciación barata no es una no tiene una conciencia purificada.
If you take Vaishnava principles very cheap and easy, also they allow illicit sex for married couples.
Si usted toma la iniciación Vaishnava muy barato, no hay éxito en.
So if you take the principles very cheap and easy, then you do not get the desired result of Krishna prema.
Si usted desarrolla esa conciencia barata, no tiene los deseos de Krishna prema.
You may attract many followers, but they will all be nonsense followers.
Usted está atraído por, creo que por tener seguidores, algo así.
We are not interested in many cheap followers in ISKCON.
Nosotros entendemos que hay muchos seguidores baratos en ISKCON.
Prabhupada quoted Janaki Pandit, Ekas Chandra, one moon. One moon will light up the entire sky. You see, if we can even make one person a pure devotee, our mission is successful. So we're trying to train you. You have all come to ISKCON. We're trying to train you now how to become the pure devotees. So, any other question? So it's now time to greet the deities. We thank you very much. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.